Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat. Fran, I am super excited today. You know why? We made it.
We made it, man. After 99 episodes.
That's right. What episode are we on?
99.5.02.
That is right. This is the extra special 99.5.0.2 episode.
Episode 100. I can't wait till we get there.
Yeah, we're so close. Today we're trying something a little different. We're doing a Let's Play. We're going to talk about Destiny, and we're still going to talk about Destiny news.
Yeah.
So today, on my very technologically advanced phone, I have some notes about the big news of the week.
Do you have something better than an iPhone 7 or whatever? Because
this is a 6
phone.
Plus.
Oh, okay.
It's lovely.
Still nice.
It's lovely. So just a heads up, if you are checking out Xur, he is near the Vanguard right now, and he has a 99% roll of Graviton Forfeit. It is one of the better helmets for the Hunter. Also, on the Bungie Weekly Update, they are talking about Hotfix 2.5.0.2. Wow, that's such a coincidence that they are just as far with their updates as we are with the show.
Yeah, cramping our style, man.
Yeah, geez.
But yeah, I mean, a quick note on that. Episode 100 is coming up. We have some special plans that we will be detailing. We are ironing out a few things, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can't wait to get there.
Yeah. We're really close. We're excited to show you guys what we're planning for that, but we're delaying it a little bit. So we're just going to tease you with a few Fireteam chats.
Yeah. Hey, man, nothing wrong with episode 99. I got to host that while you were out, and I say, if it's not broken, don't fix it, Distance. So here we are still on episode 99.5.02.
We're working on it. Yeah, so this strike, this is actually one of the trickier strikes. This beginning part is the tough area.
Yep.
That a lot of people struggle with. I'm also doing Blade Dancer, my least favorite subclass for the Hunter.
Yeah.
So anyway, in that update, first of all, that's probably coming mid-February, and it's going to be revealed during a live stream. What they're talking about doing for the live stream is basically rebalancing everything so all of the weapons in Destiny are more in line. We're able to at least compete with the shotgun. Yeah. Senior designer Josh Hamrick said, Sandbox and Crucible designers have been investigating and updating the competitive ecosystem, and I am proud to say that we are getting very close through experimentation and near daily battles to the digital death. We have begun to hone in on a set of changes that we believe freshens things up.
They're stretching the news, right? So what they're saying is, like we said before, we get shotguns are an issue. They're talking PvP, obviously. We're going to address it, but it takes time. And so they wanted to give a quote from someone who's actually working on it. I think that was smart. And
Josh is known by the community. Yeah.
And so what was I going to say? It's hard to play the game, Destin. And
for some.
But anyway, I was going to say they did detail like five sort of areas that they're targeting, goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we want to go through those at all, but
So the five areas they're planning are promote
your death,
promote alternatives and counters to shotguns, align potency of primary weapons with surgical changes, file down a couple of issues from each class, fix some issues with a sampler platter of exotics. So they're saying exotics need to be tweaked and supporting adjustments to special ammunition. So yep. those are important updates and stuff that people have recognized.
I did think it was interesting that they brought back that, hey, they're going to adjust special again. So that's still a thing. You know, it's not all about shotguns. They are taking everything to task. So, you know, it seems like it's going to be a pretty big update and, it's going to change the meta, as we always talk about. You know, what's the new meta? You know, it was Thorn and it was Last Word. And then it was, you know, snipers were really ungodly. And there was a time where auto rifles and Suros was amazing. And, you know, we've gone through all these eras. And so now it's a Matador era, for sure. And just shotties are insane, you know.
They did mention the Matador in previous updates.
Yeah.
I think they're going to kind of go back to the drawing board, like maybe even consider, bringing back elemental damage to primaries. I don't know if they go that crazy, but at the very, well, I don't know. I don't want to definitively say that that's what I think they're going to do because
elemental damage?
Yeah, to primaries.
No way.
You don't think they'll ever bring it back?
Well, not now.
I think it's going to be a major overhaul. You think Destiny 2?
Yeah, I think that has potential. I don't think we're going to see elemental take the stage in here. But yeah, I actually think auto rifles here. Well, actually, first things first. I think sidearms probably going to play a part here. I think sidearms are one of
to make
the
them be able to compete with shotguns.
Best defenses in that range in PvP to do work. And like I was playing, you know, a few weekends ago or whatever. I see.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you look good.
Thanks, Destin. Here we are.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, I think sidearms are going to be a big part of it.
Yeah. Okay. Appropriate response.
Teabagging Destin in the game if you're listening. But I think sidearms will play a part, and I think actually primaries. I think that there's, I don't know. Like,
well, of course.
They are, obviously they do, but meaning primaries have to be able to take on someone charging at you with a shotgun. And I think that's what they're trying to figure out. Like, how do you not abuse primaries all of a sudden and they turn into these shotgun-esque power weapons?
Yeah.
But at the same time, how do you take to task a shotgun with whether it's a hand cannon or, so maybe.
So, they definitely have to do that with primaries. I also think that they are going to consider dramatic changes. It's like, let's just like, reset everything and start over and make a new balance sheet basically.
Yep.
And, because right now it's just like, okay, this is the meta. Like this is what you need a Matador, right? If you don't have a Matador, you're going to lose more often. Stuff like that.
Yeah. And you know what though? It's Matador definitely makes a difference. The Mapador, as they talk about, you can really get, take advantage of Rangefinder on that. And, you know, Conspiracy Theory D still has that going on though as well. So, you know, there are other options, but I mean, the Matador is just fantastic. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you don't want to feel that way. Like, I think that's part of it. Why isn't the Party Crasher should still feel really nice and some of the other shotties too. I mean, there's a shotgun discussion in there. If you like shotguns, you don't have to stop using shotguns.
Yeah.
Like, that's
the thing.
Not their goal.
They have to remain relevant. The shotguns do, I mean.
Yeah. And so that's not their goal. You know, I really think shotguns aren't going anywhere fast. I think that, you know, again, they want to get to a point where, you know, yeah, if you're choosing some of the other options. Oh, we already blew that up.
Yeah, we're good.
If you're choosing some of the other options, you have a chance. So.
Yeah, definitely. And they just want to diversify the playing field because, like many of us players that play a lot, it's just kind of like, all right, well, I need that loadout to be able to compete to play competitively against other players.
Yeah, just so we can play and chat a little more effectively. Mm-hmm. And sorry for those listening this week. We realize it's a little scattered since we're playing, but encourage you to check out when you have time, the video version of it on youtube.com/fireteamchat.
That's right.
Or on IGN, of course. But, I mean, what you play maybe not as much PvP as I do, right, Destin? You've been playing a lot of
trials.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of trials, but, yeah, the shotgun issue is a big one. We are at a point where you're encouraging shotgun warrior-ness. Mm-hmm. Like meaning there are so many people, whether they're good or bad at shotties.
You died in a really bad spot.
I can res.
I'm dead.
Which I will do. Yeah, like there's so many people now that are charging at you and they're not even good with shotguns because if you're good with shotguns, good for you. You know, you get your slides around corners, right? You get all this stuff going. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But then now you got everybody just across the map. They're running at you. And so that was an annoyance. So. So for me, point is shotguns bother me, with the way that they're leveled right now. And I was trying to take them down with like sidearms during trials the other week. And it's a problem.
Definitely.
We keep dying, Destin.
Well, yeah, it's cause it's arc damage and we're in an arc area.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
We're at that part where, like, the arcs are, like,
going by.
Down the conveyor belt in the hallway, basically. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Did you res that, dude?
No, I almost got hit by an arc. I died again.
Oh, I'm so close.
So, yeah, rightly so. It needs a balance is my point. It really bothers me. And, like, I like sidearms, but they don't feel that effective. I use my plan C all the time.
Yeah.
People will turn around, I think, and say, hey, like, okay, you're using plan C. That needs to be fixed. And, like, sure, plan C is quite powerful. But
you can counter it.
But, first of all, it's an exotic. And, second of all, it is not, like, shotgun. I mean, it just isn't. So, that, like, meaning plan C is not our problem.
As long as it's counterable.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't think we're ever going to make it down there, Destin.
I'm covering you, bro.
Thank you. I'm coming. Do you want me to wait till you get that guy's res?
Oh, I don't even know he was down. Where is he?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not going to. Oh, there's a freaking exploder ship behind me.
Go.
Okay, cool. Hold on. There's another one coming for me.
You're good. You're good. Typical Destiny with the friend Destin.
Hold on. Oh, jeez.
Dude, you're good.
Ah!
It's right there.
I know. I'm going to pop it in before I grab you.
All right. That's fine. Because
I got res too.
Cool.
Thank
you. You did it. Fran, save the day.
But you really don't play PvP that much, right, Tessa? Like, if you were going to hop in and not just play with me, which of course is awesome, what would you normally play?
For me, I don't know. I like strikes. I was hunting for gear right now. Like, I was hunting for the Grass of Malak. I finally got
it. Oh, I am too. We should actually just go play that strike.
You actually have to do the really low-level strike, so it was just kind of... You had to get a good crew, you know? And
yeah,
just like, hey,
well, I have some keys, actually.
Yeah, I have two. Well, we could do that one next if we have time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I really, really like just hunting for the gear. That's what I'm doing. I actually don't have a matador like most people do.
Yeah, I actually never got all the swords, and I started, and I was like, you know, I just, I've talked about this before on the show. I'm like, I can't do it.
So, what were they talking about? Supporting adjustments to special ammunition? I wasn't really aware
of
that.
I think
the drop,
you know, frequency and all that like they have before.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what they're talking about. But okay.
I like the one ammo pack adjustments to trials.
Yes. Heavy ammo.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I couldn't believe they added in. You can officially wave off. You know, if all the team members wave off heavy, you can't get it. There's no trickery.
Yeah.
What a cool way to take like the meta, you know, and turn it around into like a real game mechanic.
Definitely. I just ran by those guys.
Like, yeah, you just couldn't trust people sometimes. There are a bunch of trolls out there.
Yeah, like with heavy, I would just, I would usually rush it or try to.
Oh, God.
That was one strategy that a lot of people employed that I liked.
Flame shield.
So.
Oh, brother out.
Yeah, so I'm nowhere near you guys. I'm in Smart. The boss area already.
I'm coming. Wait, I went the wrong way, didn't I? Yep.
I have no idea. You guys are still nowhere near me.
Well, there's freaking captain.
Just run by him.
All over.
You don't have to fight those guys.
Yeah, but I'm getting shot with arc snipers, man.
You don't have to fight those guys. You can literally run by them.
Oh, good. You're going to skip us forward, and I died. That's fine.
All right. Well, wish me luck. There we go.
So,
anyway, yeah. So I'm happy that they're making changes. I'm excited to see what it is. It must be big if it's taking this long to go green, as they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, for those who did not read the update that was talking about the process of being green, you know, what's the status of the update? We're green. We're still green. We're on track for our mid-February launch. But hey, sometimes green turns to yellow or to red. Like, we got a bug. We got a problem. So they're really just trying to make sure everybody understands the process and that things can change. I mean, I understand that. But, you know, I think this is one of the hardest parts for Destiny fans is you've got a company who is very much they're perfectionists, you know, and they're not going to release anything that they're not happy with. But you also got to live up to deadlines, you know, and you got to keep this fan base happy. And I think that's where we're at odds. Like, Bungie's not going to say, look, we'll get you an update on February, you know, 8th, right? They're not going to commit to it because they have certain testing and feedback, and they have a process clearly that is focused on that, right?
People want a roadmap, and they're not going to get it because Bungie doesn't want to give us one yet until they're ready to announce. Right. Here's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean it.
Find your friend.
Going to sound a little. Oh God, it's going to sound a little silly, maybe. But why haven't I been using my ARC machine gun? I was going to say it's going to sound a little silly, but I think it's like asking a painter, what's the painting, you know, going to be before they really start, you know, and even as they get into it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that is just sort of something that, oh God.
I suppose, I don't know if I would equate it that way, but.
Don't you get that sense? Like, I mean,
I know what you mean.
Any number of developers that commit to a release date.
Well, and, here's the thing. I think they want to tell us. I don't think they're ready to yet.
But why?
Because it's not ready. They want to tweak it.
So do you
and make sure, because they've had so many problems with, you know, just balancing everything.
Right. But use the April, sorry, springtime. We don't know if it's April. Springtime update as an example. Mm-hmm. They don't want to tell us what it is. We had this discussion on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you were out, I think. Like, doesn't it bother you? They can't even tell us, like, what is it? We're going to touch Challenge of Elders. We're going to touch Trials. We're going to, they can't even tell us that.
Well,
like, isn't that the issue, that it might not even be that?
So that's sort
of. But it's February, practically. That, and they don't know that? That seems unreasonable to me.
So that sort of mentality, and that, it's a problem that they've encountered for a long time, is because they, that roadmap was leaked early on. So now people kind of have come to expect that, hey, I want to know what's going on, and, like, you should tell me.
But again, the question is.
But they don't owe us that.
They don't owe us that, but do you think, the simple question is, don't you think they know what they're releasing in spring? So what I had speculated was, they actually are saving it for the stream. So they know, but they want to get the stream right. So now you've got that layer that they can't give you the roadmap. And then I think there's a slight layer of, you know, things might change a little bit.
Maybe.
So you're right. It's not necessarily they don't know what the painting's going to be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I was exaggerating. Emphasis for effect. On a video show.
Yeah.
And podcast. But you know what I mean? I think there's a little bit of that, but yeah, at this point they know what it's going to be, but they've got to hit their certain beats. And
definitely.
So now we got to wait, but I think that's a problem. It's at odds with the community that just wants to play this game and give me a reason to do it, but I'm like, well, I don't really know what's next.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
They have said a lot of times it's fine to take a break. I think it's weird that they're not doing Crimson Doubles again, because to me that's just like, just turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it doesn't seem like it'd be that difficult to just let people have Crimson Doubles again. And then,
that's what I said.
And
yeah.
Then also just continue doing whatever they're doing. Like,
yeah.
At least give us one thing to look forward to. And right now it's just like, hey, we're going to tweak weapon balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, can you tell us more than that? No.
I know. Right?
You know, and that's kind of what drives me crazy. I'm like, all right, that seems strange that you can't even tell us some basic info.
Yep, precisely, man.
Bring my bolt caster.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide on my loadout here. Like, I don't know.
Just delete all of it.
Guess, yeah. I'm just going to delete everything. The whole game. I'm done with it.
You just uninstall your character.
I use my, for those who can't see, I use my Suros PDX 45 that I got a long time ago from Gunsmith.
Good roll.
And I got, I got Rifled Barrel, Hidden Hand, and Perfect Balance. And, with a 30 magazine and everything. It's just, it's awesome.
I'm using Clever Dragon.
I noticed you use Clever Dragon in, you like it in PvE, huh?
It's just the best thing that I had on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fran, like, went crazy and went through his inventory. And
no, I didn't go crazy. Using Rain.
You kinda did.
Whatever.
You, like, got certain gear and everything.
Well,
and I'm just
I wanted
like,
to look stylish for our stream.
I
put on my Nano Pisces or whatever it's called, this glowing, hard raid shader. You know?
I don't dress up my character. So you're definitely the type that likes to dress up your character
and look a certain way.
Known
to care.
Tower casuals.
That's
and I'm just like, what has the best role on it? Okay, that's what I'm going to wear. I don't care if I look like a disaster.
Yeah.
And Sean Finnegan's actually talked about transmog many times.
Yeah. Come here, Destin. I want to look at you.
Oh, I'm a disaster. Uh-huh. Hi, everybody.
Let's see. That's a nice clean hunter.
So really, the only thing I don't like is the cape.
Yeah. Let's turn around.
One second. Let me see. Here's another option.
Shooting you in the butt. Sorry. All right, let's play. Oh, we bowed to me. Look at my tiny dance.
I respect your butt shooting.
I know.
Yeah, but this particular cape screws up my whole thing.
Let's go back to the conversation we were having, which was, you're like, yeah, why don't they just bring back Crimson Doubles? Like, how hard can it be?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you on that. Like,
maybe it's got to be a resource thing. I don't even know.
It is. I think that rolling out something like that takes time. And mm-hmm. guess what? They're making a new game. So I don't think they have that time.
So how big do you think this team is, Josh, and that's it?
No. But you know, what I was going to get at with that is that's the thing I still don't understand about all the politics and the way that these things work is like.
Well, it's not just Bungie. This is every game developer, you know?
It is, but this one.
There's a lot of investors and they need to be careful about that stuff.
It's true, but like, okay, we know they said the next Destiny is coming in 2017. They said that on an investor call. So they already announced that. They didn't give it a name, right? But they said the next Destiny or whatever.
Well, they said it's Destiny 2.
Did they use the word 2 still?
They did.
I always forget if they use the word 2. But
they
it's not
2.
Officially named.
Well, Sean and I argue about this all the time.
The point is, it's not necessarily named that. That's not official. Regardless of that. Said it's coming. But why can't they use an opportunity like they did, you know, the prior week and say, hey, Crimson Doubles, not coming back, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, the reason is, honestly, 95% of the team is on the next Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're super excited for it. We, you know, obviously are still supporting this with our live team, but, due to the way that we got to hit the servers and do the rollouts and test it, cause the game has changed since the last Crimson Doubles, right?
Yeah.
Because of all that, we're not able to just bring it back. The system doesn't work that way.
I mean,
doesn't that sound like a great way to like,
No developer is going to be that forthcoming with, development info though.
So why? What's the risk is what I want.
Well, the competitors,
well, what happens?
Probably.
What happens?
Probably their competition. They don't want their competition to know their development cycle or where they're at.
What? No, that's absurd. That's an absurd excuse.
Just guessing.
Are you sure you're not playing the game and you got a, like you got crazy mouth disease? like what?
They're not gonna not do that. They have a good reason is all I'm saying. And
well, I'm glad you believe that. I think caution. You got to be careful what you say. I think investors, to your point, are like, can you even say I have 95% of my team on it? Like that has an impact. So you're right. It has to be carefully worded, and that's what we as gamers don't have to think about or understand. But I don't know. There's just something in there of like, isn't that the story? I'm sure that it is. Everybody's
that they're working on stuff.
Working on
They've
the next
said
game.
That though. They said that though. So like, what's
I
enough
know.
For you? You need more details.
Yeah,
what,
I need you.
What texture are you working on today?
No, I want you to address what you just said.
Yeah.
You said, why can't they just roll back Crimson Doubles? They already have it. Why can't they?
Oh, the answer of why.
Yeah.
That's what bothers. Yeah.
We don't know
that
why.
I understand.
And it becomes like a, okay. And same, but like, why can't you just put SRL in a rotation in the Crucible? You know, and
Well,
I get it. There's
resources.
A lot of details. I
it's
mean, we
resources.
Get to be here to play devil's advocate to start the discussion. I would remind everybody out there, like, that's part of what we're here for, is to sometimes we're really emphasizing these points. You know, meaning I don't think Bungie's being unreasonable or anything. That's what I'm getting at. I'm just sort of passionately talking about it. It bothers me too.
You want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
With your
know.
Favorite game.
But I don't want to know that much. Like I feel like, you know, again, I'm speculating.
Wow. How could anybody ever make you happy with those sort of, like any developer? I gave you the example. I don't want to know too much.
No.
I just want to know what exactly you're working on, why you can't release Crimson Doubles.
Yeah.
How you're going to be changing the game, you know. But
Give
I don't want to know too much.
Bugs, but the exact ones.
But I don't want to know too much.
The RAM, you know, exactly where in the memory it's causing issues. Yeah. No. Listen to my example. Crimson Doubles.
Here's what I think
they
would actually make you happy that they could actually do. I think, like it or not, for better or for worse, people expect a roadmap from Bungie because of that leak. And that they're never going to not want that.
You said because of the leak?
The leak of the roadmap that was leaked.
I think they expect a roadmap no matter what. But that's a good point.
They're
made
the first
worse.
Developer to ever do anything like that, and now everybody's kind of adopted that strategy.
Yeah, made it worse.
Well,
for
maybe
sure.
not the first. I don't want to be definitive like that because I'm
not
positive.
They're not
positive.
The first. No, they're not.
I've never seen somebody say, okay, here's the next 2 years of our game, basically. And it's because of the document leaks and the court case and all the other stuff that happened.
Friend.
All the other stuff that happened with them. And I think they just need to give us mini roadmaps, and I think that would satisfy what you're asking for and what the community would want.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be super fleshed out or anything. It's just like, you're going to get an announcement this date, update here, teaser trailer, you know.
I guess. Like, I get the problem with that. I'm more focused on the, here's an opportunity to, it's not even about the roadmap, it's just to explain to us why we don't get... Well, the irony is, I went on last stream and said, I don't really care about Crimson Doubles that much, right? I don't actually care.
I
it's
care
just
about
for people who want something else
event.
To play. I just
exactly.
wanted to explain. I really feel like it, and that's where I underestimate. I get it. We as gamers underestimate, but I feel like, why can't you say it? I'm working on the next game. So I'm too busy to roll that out. But trust me, it's worth it. And we've got the live team. We've got a springtime update coming. Doesn't that sound reasonable?
They can't phrase it like that. They can't say, yeah, we're working on the next game, so we're too busy.
I would.
Sorry.
I'd be the Donald Trump.
Sorry, community of millions, but I don't have time for you. That's what it sounds like.
They already said that by saying we're not giving you it. We're not doing an update we did last year. So it's the same
difference. But they explained why. They said we're focusing on something else for you guys that's going to be big.
I'm just saying, don't beat around the bush.
They're not. They literally said, we're not doing Crimson Doubles. We're doing something else this year.
Yeah.
That's not beating around the bush. That's saying, hey, you're not going to get that event.
But they did an April update last year. That's, again, it's the vagueness of, I don't know, do I get, if this was a currency and Crimson Doubles was a certain currency and the April update was currency and you add them all together and they're $100, am I going to get another $100 this spring? Like, that's what's unclear to me.
A charge?
They might be working on a $50. This is not a cost of what, there's no cost, by the way. I should have used a different currency.
Mind currency. But you 50 get the, mind dollars.
Mind dollars.
I don't know. I don't know where you're going. I'm trying to help you out.
It's a bag of peanuts. So,
okay.
If last year we got a full bag of peanuts between January and April, I just want to know, am I getting another full bag of peanuts or am I getting a half bag of peanuts? Because
oh my goodness.
They're giving all the peanuts to the Destiny 2 elephants.
I love your analogies.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're almost at Omnigul. For those listening.
We've gone a little crazy. Yeah. We are playing the Will of Crota Strike.
We have to do the lower level one.
Which I
ran way ahead because I can.
As everybody knows, this was the easiest way to get the light level 465 at the launch at Rise of Iron.
465? I mean, wow, 365. Fran. You're really good at this game.
This guy's dead. I guess I should res him.
I'm nowhere near you, dude.
I don't know why I'm taking my time here, but...
I'm hiding at the door alone.
Well, I'm caught in, like... witch farts, so.
Is that what you call them? Yeah. Oh my god, there's so many bad guys.
So anyway.
Doors open.
To maybe cap that discussion.
Doors open, but it's not open on my screen. I'm dead.
I get where we're at. Destin, stop, you know, rushing through everything, man.
The door was open, but it glitched. Telling you. Anyway, it gives me time to talk.
Yeah, what else were we going to talk about other than complaining about the roadmap for the 400th time?
I mean, that's really it. That's all that's going on this week. Iron Banner, did you get any good drops? It's nice that they're bringing that back.
I didn't, for the first time in a long time, I did not rank up and go for the gear drop. I was actually just kind of busy, and I didn't care about Binding Blaze enough. That was the sidearm, and I certainly didn't care about Titanium Orchid, the heavy. So, meaning, I just, honestly, it also creates the vault problem. So, long story short, sorry to talk about problems this whole thing. I just didn't get too far into it, so I didn't really get much.
So basically, right now, I'm taking a wait-and-see approach, only because I don't have the vault space to really participate in any of the events. Like, I could get rid of my vault armor, vault of glass armor, or any of the raid armor that I have, but then it's gone. And sometimes with the updates, they add a kiosk, and they're like, hey, if you have any of those items, you know, they're unlocked. So now I'm scared to delete anything.
Yep.
You know, so they've set up this expectation that, hey, if you announce something cool and I deleted my armor already, I'm going to get hosed.
Yeah.
And so I'm just holding on to all this gear. I don't feel like I can delete it.
Sorry, if you're watching on stream.
Fran, we're at Omnigul,
I'm
bro.
Transferring, so in case I get the drop and everything, I want to be able to.
Good timing.
It, yeah. Great timing. Whatever. Don't be babies.
I'm going to die.
Sorry. Eliminate her. Sorry, I don't have Stormcall right now. That'd be really nice.
I don't actually think this one's Arc.
No, I know, but just to clear out all the
Yeah, this raw, one this one doesn't nice. Have modifiers.
Remember when you could like nicely cheese
all right,
hide in that little closet in back?
Yeah, that was fun.
Dang.
I tagged her. Hit her.
I know.
Hold on. Where'd she go?
Dead.
No, that's phase two.
Dead already, is she?
No, that's phase two. She has phases now, remember?
It's hard for us to hear, for the record. But I'd be like, yeah, that would have been super fast.
That was a quick one.
Where is she? She's down by you?
Ooh, somebody just
hit me. God.
She's back.
She's all over me. Guess who's back? All right. Got that galley horn on her. Were there any other topics that we were covering, you know?
Basically, Grass of Malak. So, Grass of Malak's still pretty decent. Everything's about to get rebalanced, so I'm going to get it when it doesn't matter anymore. You know, usually I don't like to agree with you. I like to play devil's advocate, but I have to agree with you on the vault space issue.
Oh man,
it needs to be fixed. We need the kiosk system is fantastic. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they adapt for the sequel.
Yeah.
Oof, I wouldn't be surprised if they adapt that for the sequel.
Yeah,
that'd be really smart because it works well. Like the way the kiosk system. So if you unlock weapons,
sure.
You can just they don't have that yet, but they need to add that. You can just pick them up again at the vault. And I hope they do that again for Destiny 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Like, I don't care about my rolls of old raid stuff. I just want to know that I can go back and grab it for the gear, right? So
I'm going to res you, friend.
I need to. I'm not dead. That's
I'm going
to
res the bro.
I'm going to drop a little heavy synth. Probably get myself killed in the process. What's next for the updates to come? I mean, obviously, again, so what we know is we're going to get this 2.0.5 update, which mm-hmm. will rebalance the meta and shotguns and address some weapon balancing.
Mm-hmm. That's
and then
correct.
We know our springtime update's coming.
Well, it's one and the same.
No. Springtime. No. Remember, they're doing 2.0. No, they're different. 2.0.5 is coming in mid-February with any luck if we stay green. And then
mid-February, and then what else?
And then springtime update is going to come next. So they're going to do that stream, presumably, by the end of, I guess, maybe February, early March. We don't know.
We did it.
Hopefully we can find that out soon. And
all right,
then,
I got nothing.
So this is what I think, right? They're going to do the stream. Oh, I got the bond.
I seriously got nothing.
Did you already do something?
Oh, no, my inventory is just full.
Your inventory is full. By the way, I was trying to get Grasp of Malak, if you guys are paying attention. I still have,
Are your primaries full?
No, I cleared them.
Right,
no, I got the bond. I mean, I got screwed.
Then
I got
the grass.
Optical bond. Yeah, you probably did. I hate you.
All right, let's go to the postmaster and find out.
So again, let's recap.
Yeah.
2.0.5 is coming up. We believe they'll confirm that hopefully soon. Roll out mid-February.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get a stream about the springtime update, presumably. So I'm speculating.
I don't know where you're getting that.
Because they're going to do a stream.
The 2.5.0.2... And the stream that Josh Hamrick is talking about are one and the same. He's going to stream the update and showcase what's going to change.
That's how
I read it.
But they're also meaning at some point they got to stream what's going to be the springtime update.
I think they're going to be one and the same.
The meta update. That's
That's what he said today.
Oh, I didn't.
He said I might show you live.
Cool. So sorry, we're going to get a couple streams in there. But regardless, whatever. It's going to roll out in February, so really soon.
I think they're going to be one and the same.
Spring is literally not until after like mid-March.
Well, they're going to showcase.
No, I don't think so.
In February? No?
No, I don't think that's happening.
Right. I hope it's a raid thing. I mean, Scott did tease us, and he said that they were going to do something about that.
He said no, that they were. What was the exact
They're working
words?
On
they're
it.
They're working on it, but that didn't mean it was necessarily going to happen.
Well, I mean, if it's a priority for the community, and everybody in the office that plays Destiny, they're like, I don't know what to do. My vault's full.
I don't even know if they said they're working on it, by the way. It was more like, wasn't it that we're like looking into it, or you'd remember, but get the impression that there was any guarantee we're going
to
get, Vault of Glass back or whatever it is.
No, they didn't talk about raids. That's just what I hope it is.
Yeah.
Because I just have all that gear, and if they just ditch that.
If you get a nice grasp, I'm going to
kill you. Oh, I have a grasp. No, I got the bond.
You got the bond, sucker.
Ugh.
I like that this is what Destiny's about, by the way, is that your friend doesn't get something before you do. I got two frickin' bonds. They're not even good rolls. They're not bad.
Just delete them.
I know. This I can't bring myself to do it.
Everything's
though.
The worst.
Wait. Get this.
It is very difficult for us to play and talk at the same time.
Clearly, Destin.
I hope people listening
are pretty mad and be like, don't ever upload this again. I don't know if that's what you actually sound like.
So we got hosed on the Omnigul strike. Maybe next week we can do a little better.
Maybe. If that's what happens next week.
Maybe. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, unless you got any other topics that you want to talk about.
Nothing big to promo. I think that's it for this week. Guys, we do have a special episode 100 on the way, though. We're taking some time to make sure it's produced properly, and it's a good show for everybody to enjoy. Fran, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I did like doing the plays, by the way. It is definitely hard to play and talk. So sorry about those listening, but we thought it'd be a fun way to kind of present the show this week.
Definitely. So, guys, without further ado, we're going to wrap it up, Fran. This is your cue.
I got it.
Until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.